I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Later, Max and Louis's production of The Lions, A Family Afraid of Closeness. But first, many St. Louis music fans, and especially the people close to him, continue to mourn the death of musician and artist Bob Reuter. He died tragically last Saturday in an elevator accident as he was moving into a downtown loft. Reuter was also the host of Bob's Scratchy Records on independent radio station KDHX. Today, we pay tribute to the iconic local host as we listen back to a pair of interviews. Nick Garcia, host of Arch City Radio Hour on our HD channel, The Gateway, talked with Reuter a couple of months ago about his many creative outlets and passion for life. We also have a sound portrait of Reuter by Mike Schrand, which aired on this program in 2010 when Bob Reuter's life was the subject of a documentary featured at the 10th Annual St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase. First, Mike Schrand.
Scan the St. Louis radio dial on any given Friday afternoon, and you might hear an announcer whose rap is anything but conventional.
You know, when Al Green did his album, he did Take Me to the River, he dedicated the song to a cousin of his, Little Junior Parker. He is still with us. He is still with us. The devil could not take his soul because he left his soul here in the music. I got a little piece of Junior Parker's soul that he left behind here, and I'm going to lay this down.
That's Bob Reuter, host and producer of Bob Scratchy Records, a radio program on community radio station KDHX that features R&B, soul, punk, country, and rock and roll. Reuter's been hosting the program for years now.
Nick Garcia of Arch City Radio Hour asked Bob Reuter about his raw radio personality.
What goes on is if I'm doing the show right, I go into this this trance thing, you know, and I just start talking, and it's like afterwards, after the show's over, I'm like, what did I do? You know, I didn't kill anybody, did I? You know, like, oh my God, what did I say? Or like sometimes I don't even think about it, and people go, "Oh, I couldn't believe you said that thing about the rabbits at Forest Park," you know. And it's like, "Oh yeah, did I? Okay."
Do you ever listen to your show afterwards?
And no.
Okay. You're one of those guys.
I don't want to know what they actually do at the station, and this is true. I swear to God, when they're training somebody to go on the air, they tell them to listen to what I do on the air, and then don't do any of it. Because they said, because he can do it, he could pull it off, and you can't.
That younger generation includes the members of Reuter's latest band, Alley Ghost.
These young kids loved my radio show, and they approached me and said, "We'd like to record you with us backing you up and bring you to a younger audience that wouldn't normally even know that you were there." And I said, "Hell yeah, I'm for that," you know, because like I kept on wanting to play with the energy that I played with when I was like 14 or to 16. These kids, man, they're so good, and they play with such feeling, you know. I know.
Reuter seems happy with the enthusiasm of the members of Alley Ghost. During the recording of their album, both Reuter and the members of the band even sought to bring back some of Reuter's early material for inclusion on the recording and in live shows.
That was the thing about that album especially. I wanted to make it songs they had written as far back as like 1975 and all the way up to current. And they were really into doing the older songs in particular. You know, they would like bring the songs to me and go, "What about this one? We've heard this one. Let's do this one," you know.
Thank you.
Bob Reuter.
Don't know who Billy Brown was?
Yeah, let's... Who was... Billy Brown by Bob Reuter's How the Ghost. Who was Billy Brown, Bob?
Oh, nobody.
Okay.
No, it was... I started to write the song about a guy named Billy Wright, who was a tent show queen, who was like one of the inspirations for Little Richard, you know. And I was gonna like, I saw his picture, and he had like gold teeth, and he had his hair conked up, and I just thought, wow, this, you know, if you know the song, I Bet Your Mom Was a Tent Show Queen by the Rolling Stones. So he was a tent show queen. He like inspired all these people, and I thought, I'm gonna write a song from the point of view of Billy Wright. And I thought, I don't know nothing about being a tent show queen, you know? So then I kind of morphed into this other thing. That's why I tried to get this 1940s sound out of it, you know? The first time we played in rehearsal, this guy who was videotaping us at a time said afterwards, he goes, "Oh man, I love that song. It sounds like the black guys in big baggy suits throwing their gals all over the room in the 40s. And I thought, okay, then excellent. We've succeeded with that.
Reuter's roots in the St. Louis music scene run deep, and his passion for art and music is fueled by a promise he made to himself in the late 1990s when blood clots in his legs nearly took his life.
I said, okay, God, you know, if you're up there, if you let me live, I won't ever work no straight job again. I'm going to use the talents that I've been given if I live through this. And I lived through it, so I took it as a sign, you know, that like, yeah, that's a good idea, Bob, go to it.
He's always kept his sound fresh by not being afraid of genre hopping.
I've always tended to go where other people aren't at. I want to separate myself off. I don't want to be part of the mob, even if it's the alternative mob, you know? I was somebody who would be playing psychedelic music when nobody was doing that, you know, or I'd be playing punk music when nobody was doing that, or I'd be playing country music when nobody was doing that, you know? And now I'm like, back to garage rock.
And now a younger generation has become aware of Reuter due to his longevity as a storyteller, artist, and photographer, along with his uncompromising style.
This is something I wrote. A lot of these things are things that I wrote online. It wasn't exactly a blog, but I would just write these things and vent them, you know.
What you're about to hear has been edited for radio. As Bob Reuter reads a reflection on rock and roll entitled What I Mean When I Talk About Rock and Roll from his memoir, Tales of a Talking Dog, it becomes easy to draw a connection between the demons he fought in his own life and the release of those demons in rock and roll music, the kind of rock and roll that needs to be edited for radio.
I am so not into playing music outside during the day. I will do it for money, but it's very distasteful. Day dwellers disturb me. Sunshine or fresh air have nothing to do with the music I play. Rock and roll is meant to involve loud volumes in small, sweaty rooms. It's sex, danger, joy, pain, and repetition mixed with a certain amount of darkness and mystery. There are other forms of music that are better suited for the great outdoors. Polkas, light pop, commercial country music spring to mind. The music we make involves a certain amount of communal sharing, the release of demons, the ritualistic sacrificing of widely held cultural beliefs, virginal maidens, televisionary deceits. It's not entertainment per se, but it can be very entertaining, depending on what you bring to the table. I'm not saying that what transpires during the daylight hours outside is totally without value. I'm just saying it has very little to do with what I do. I'm a rock and roll addict, you got that? I ain't talking alternative white music crap. The shit in the magazines refer to as rocker or punk style is gutless. Pre-chewed, glossy-ass pablum. I'm talking about it sets your teeth to grinding. Shit that's f***ing offends. Shit that bleeds and wounds. Shit that comes from the real, true experience by someone who's led a real life.
Maybe it's played by somebody wearing the same shirt for a week and got drinking problems. Maybe it's got no stock portfolio. Maybe they got real emotional problems that they're screaming about. F*** all. Rock and roll is music that causes riots, f***s up hearing, makes you blind, makes you happy, makes you mad, makes you laugh and blind with rage. I'm sick of gutless radio spewing brain-numbing pop puke. Shimmering chord textures make me want to vomit blood. Cascades of strings and celestial harmonies make me want to, like, rip my own face off and jam knives in my eardrums. Don't bore my ass with one more moment of that lame-ass pop puke. You're starving yourself to death. You're getting no nourishment. You all look the same. I'm a rocker. I listen to shit by dead people who lived real lives.
What I mean when I talk about rock and roll, is that
yeah.
right? Tales of a Talking Dog. Not only a really personal memoir with rock and roll beat poet writing style that is signature Bob Reuter, but there's some really great historical documentation of St. Louis in past decades in that book.
Are you going to be able to use that last one?
We'll make it work.
Okay.
Bob Reuter was an accomplished photographer in addition to his music and writing success. Again, Arch City Radio Hour's Nick Garcia.
I've recently become obsessed with your photography, Bob. You shoot a lot of St. Louis, and you shoot a lot of women, and of course, I mean take their picture. What inspires your photography?
Women's? No. No, it's like, I don't know, when I started doing it, I moved back to South City, and it just reminded me so much of where I grew up in North City. Not like North City is now, but more, you know, like it was then. And it was a whole lot of changes went through my life by the time I was like 17 and 21. And I just started like unconsciously recreating that, you know, and I use a lot of grain in the pictures, and that gives it a sense of the picture is sort of coming apart, sort of like I feel inside, you know, and just like there's a lot of light in the darkness, and it's kind of autobiographical, you know, like I take a picture of somebody might say, wow, you really nailed that person, but I'm thinking, oh, probably not, you know, because like that person could have been smiling the entire time. And if I'm feeling down, I'll get to one picture of them where they're kind of frowning, you know? So, like, it often has more to do with me than them. I sort of consider what I do is, like, somewhere between documentary and sort of ultimate fantasy. You know, I like, if I'm doing pictures of people in a bar, I like to have it where they're sort of reaching for that moment and they're feeling like they're on top of the world. I take the part right before they fall on their face. I don't want to take pictures of them falling on their face because there's enough of that in the world. You know?
Are you a big film guy, I take it?
Yeah.
Why do you prefer film over digital?
I like the kind of feeling of magic about it. You know, you go into this dark room. I mean, it's like there's a ceremony about it, you know. You have the sound of running water, you have these weird orange lights. You have poisonous chemistry, you know, and you're moving in the dark, and you drop this paper in, and it just like all of a sudden the picture materializes, you know. That's exciting, and it doesn't turn out, especially for me, it doesn't turn out the same way all the time. I don't even consider myself a technical photographer. I consider myself an artist who knows how to take this one kind of picture, and that's what I do.
The documentary about Reuter, Broken and Wonderful, was featured in the 10th Annual St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase. Josh Rowlands explains the character behind his film and his impressions of Bob Reuter as shaped by his extraordinary life and circumstances.
You know, he's had such a complex past, but his especially has been kind of a roller coaster ride. You know, he's kind of has gone through so much stuff in his life that would probably put a lot of people under. You gotta have a pretty bulletproof skin. I think through all that, it didn't harden him up. You know, he's got a love for people, and he's got the biggest, kindest heart. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He did go through a country phase for a while. You know, his roots were very much in rock and roll and punk. You know, I would even argue to say he's one of the originals, you know?
For St. Louis Public Radio, here's to all of us affected by a man who paved his own way in a life that ended far too soon. Bob Reuter died last Saturday after accidentally falling down an elevator shaft in downtown St. Louis. This is St. Louis Public Radio. I sing the song.